long until the Denal catches up with us, Commander?
His ETA is about 12 minutes, Captain.
None too soon, if you ask me. I can't say I enjoy hovering around out here in the Romulan neutral zone. Oldfield, are you sure we've got the right warp signature? I don't want to tick off Kabak any more than he already is by leading him on a wild goose chase.
According to what the Denal gave us, yes, ma'am.
And we are still alone out here? No signs of unwanted guests?
According to the long-range scans, the only thing we're picking up is the Denal.
What about on the planet? Are you had any luck picking up life signs?
Thousands of life signs, Commander. But so far, no luck in picking out the one we're looking for.
Is it as abysmal down there as it looks?
You should be used to dry, bitter land.
I know you're not taking a shot at Texas, sir.
Riley, there are two things you never do to a Texan. You don't insult his horse or his state.
I never said I was speaking to the lieutenant.
Actually, it does kind of remind me of pictures from home, from before the reclamation.
Doesn't look that much better after the reclamation.
Maybe you should make a few discouraging words about Texas, sir.
That's enough, you two.
Sorry, Commander. I didn't realize that it was only the lower-ranking officers that were permitted to crack jokes.
Mr. Every, Mr. Finnegan, I want the two of you to put together a landing party to accompany Captain Kabak to the surface. If there are Federation people involved, I want to know it, and for them to be taken into custody, not executed on the spot. We need proof as to what's been going on here.
I sincerely doubt the Federation has had anything to do with this situation, Captain.
That's good to hear, but on what do you base your theory?
Not a theory, Captain, but an empirical observation. After careful analysis, the warp signature we were given was disguised to look like Starfleet's. But it was a bad imitation. After confirming with Chief Barclay, he confirmed that there is no such signature in use, and that it was masking a Klingon signature.
Why in tarnation would Klingons want to point the finger at us?
Probably for the same reason they're hiding on a planet in the Romulan neutral zone. To get Kabak to chase wild geese.
Maybe you boys can ask them why before Kabak puts a disruptor bolt through them.
Captain, I'd like to ask for permission to accompany the away team on this mission.
Forget it, Yeoman.
But, Lena...
Don't even try it, Emily. The chances of things turning ugly down there are around 100%. I'm not going to let your first away mission be your last.
Every mission is too dangerous.
And you are the captain's assistant, not a member of security.
Quit arguing, Yeoman. It's not going to happen.
Well, I had to give it a shot.
Surround the building. I want no one to escape.
Let's go easy, Captain. We need to make absolute sure that this is the place.
If what you told me is true, then these Patach must suffer for what they have done.
But first, we need to make sure you're going to kill the right guys.
Today is a good day for them to die.
You think you could have brought a few more men? Between my half dozen security officers and your dozen men, we only have them outnumbered 7-1.
If you want, Chadish, you and your men can wait here. After all, I did not ask for your aid.
We're firm believers in finishing what we start. We're here to give you backup, but this is your party.
Very well, then. Kapla.
Kapla.
You understand that stuff?
Used to be a communications officer, remember?
Down on your knees, hands on your head.
Captain, over here.
Is he uninjured?
I told you to get down.
Lorak, you?
Get away from the child.
Withdraw your men, Kabak, or lose your only heir.
Patah, you hide behind a child rather than face your death with honor.
Do not talk to me about honor. Our honor was stolen from us decades ago.
We were Bach. We went through the Age of Ascension together. Why do you do this to my family?
I do this to your house. A house that has no right to have as much influence as it has.
I have earned that influence. I have fought with honor and spilled much blood for the Empire. And you tell me you are envious of the influence I have earned?
Stolen! You have stolen influence that rightfully belongs to me and mine.
Why do we know this?
I think so. Just keep him covered.
The Danal was mine to command. It is my ancestors who used to serve on the High Council. The prototype battlecruiser was mine to turn into the fleet flagship and lead us into victory against our enemies. You are a lowly Vex from a lowly house that has ridden on the coattails of others to greatness.
Do you wish lies to be on your lips as you greet Kortar aboard his barge? I earned the right to command the Danal, a right I have put in jeopardy to track you across the galaxy.
But it was not enough. You were supposed to fight the Federation, start a war over a child you would never find, and return home honorless. Instead, you align yourself with our enemy and turn traitor to our people.
If anyone has betrayed our people, Dlorak, it is you. Our honor was not stolen from us, but we allowed it to slip away. And one day we will regain it and become the warriors we once were.
You will be nothing, Kabak. You will be childless and without honor. You may send me to Grethor. But at least I go there with your son's blood on my hands.
Don't!
Is he dead?
Kill setting through the head? Aye, sir.
You had no right!
He was about to slit your kid's throat. I had the shot and I took it.
He was mine to kill. He was like a brother to me. And while he died in dishonor, he at least had the right to die by a fellow Klingon's hand. And now you have taken even that away from him.
Go check on your son, Captain. That's what's important now.
Modar.
Mr. Finnegan, did you have to use lethal force? Why wasn't your weapon set for stun?
For the record, Commander, in some databases, it says that the normal stun settings are not always effective against Klingons.
Once upon a time, that was true.
And off the record, sir, he was a kidnapper and was about to kill that kid. I did whatever I had to do in order to ensure it wasn't going to happen. Ever. Besides, we weren't following Federation guidelines here. You said it yourself. We were following Kabak Said, and one way or another, Dlorak was a dead man. I just made sure he didn't take the kid with him.
I suppose you're right, but it doesn't mean I have to feel good about the outcome. How's your son, Captain?
He will survive.
You're welcome.
Let me make one thing perfectly clear, Terak Nagan. If not for my promise to your captain, I would kill you where you stand for what you have done today.
Captain, we have made great progress today in bridging the gap between your people and ours. Let's not ruin it.
We have done nothing here, Commander. But save my son, and in return, your ship. Once we leave this Kalos forsaken planet, we return to being enemies, and if we ever face one another again, you will all die. Do I make myself perfectly clear?
But, Captain...
If I ever lay eyes on you or this Patah again, on my honor, I will kill you.
I understand, Captain. Now, please... Put down my chief of security.
Oh, it's on now, Boyle.
Stand down, Lieutenant Commander. We're done here for now.
Joel!
I could have taken him, Commander. Keep us from having any future trouble from him.
We don't work that way, Finnegan.
Maybe sometimes we should.
What's the warbird doing, Tunir?
Still sitting there, Captain. As though it's waiting for us to arrive.
Well... They won't have to wait much longer.
Preparing to drop out of warp, Captain.
Make it so, Mr. Karn. Care to do the honors, Admiral?
Your ship, your show, Captain. I just came along for the conversation. I'll be in the corner, listening.
As you wish. Open hailing frequency, Maury.
Hi, Captain.
This is Captain Patrick Michael Connerly
of the Federation Starship Aurora. Yes, Captain, I remember.
Good. It's always better to deal with a familiar face.
Indeed. Though it did take you an exorbitant amount of time to get here. We crossed into the neutral zone 2 hours ago. If our intent was to attack, your lack of a timely response could be disastrous.
I apologize if our tardiness was an inconvenience, but as it stands, it's my duty to inform you, Commander, that you're in violation of the Treaty of Algeron.
I am fully aware of this, Captain. I am here to deliver a message.
Mr. Card.
Go ahead, Commander.
As of 12 hours ago, the last of your Federation ships left Romulan space. We are here to tell you that they are to be the last to cross the neutral zone.
Are you saying, Commander, that the Romulan Star Empire is formally withdrawing its request for relief aid?
Technically speaking, Captain, the Romulan Star Empire never issued any such request. Your Federation just took it upon themselves to start giving it.
Well, with your Senate blown to Kingdom Come by Shinzon, we thought you could use a helping hand.
And your assistance was useful for its time, Captain. But that time is now over.
And you speak for the entire Romulan Star Empire?
I speak for those now in charge of the Romulan Star Empire, yes.
So, is it safe to assume that the Romulan Senate has been rebuilt and is back in session?
You may assume whatever you wish, Captain.
You're not going to provide us with any other useful information, are you?
Nonsense, Captain. I will give you the most useful piece of information available.
That was pretty veiled.
I have a feeling things just went from bad to worse.
The Warbird is turning around, Captain, and heading back for Romulan space.
Captain, I am reading distortion fields on the Romulan side of the neutral zone.
Put it on screen.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, Captain. 12 Romulan Warbirds are decloaking on their side of the neutral zone.
What does it mean?
I think that should be extremely clear, Mr. Card. They're saying, do not enter.
You have been listening to Star Trek Eras, Episode 7, Starboard Bow, starring, in order of appearance, Joan Halloran as Lieutenant Junior Grade Violetta Noor, Matt Halloran as Lieutenant Jax Card and Captain Patrick Michael Connerly, Andy Fox as Commander Frank White, Jim Caswell as Avery, Rick Steele as Lieutenant Commander Jahas Tamanir, Louise Francis as Yeoman Emily Gibbs, Doug Zeitlin as Ensign Nader Massad, Lee Sands as Lieutenant Damian Oldfield, Pete Noddit as Lieutenant Commander Riley Finnegan, Eli Marty as Lieutenant Junior Grade Ratibnirim, and Steve Kane as Lieutenant Ringo Starsky. This presentation debuted April Sadowski as Captain Lena Bradshaw and Mick Mize as Commander Jared Tobin. It also featured Justin Bills as Captain Kabak, Ken Halloran as Delorak, and Steve Kane as the Warbird Commander. Eras is a production of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, with Star Trek being the property of Paramount Studios. Copyright 2015. Starboard Bow was written and mixed by Jim Caswell and edited by Ken Halloran. Music was composed and produced by Matt Halloran. Additional music was composed by Jerry Goldsmith, Ron Jones, James Horner, and Cliff Eidelman. This has been a TWRPS Online presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.